Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting second. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rick Miller. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Steve Dillard. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fergie Jenkins. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Hegan. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting eighth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tim Johnson. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson bunts towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to second. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Cooper scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. There goes Lynn. The throw from Porter to Yount, and Lynn is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is called out on strikes. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Money moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. Money moves to third. Scott moves to second. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillard picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Dillard. Yount moves to second. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Porter reaches second base with a double. Yount scores. It's Red Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. Porter moves to third. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 1 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. Lizcano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carbo. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Dillard moves to third. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 0 in the game. Hobson strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Money strikes out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan is called out on strikes. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0 for 1 in the game. Lizcano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miller moves to second. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dillard takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Dillard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Jenkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 2 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Joshua for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Joshua. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lescano. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Lynn scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into left field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Money hits a pop-up towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott strikes out. two outs. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 2 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carbo moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carbo. Dillard reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Carbo. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Dillard scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Burleson now playing shortstop. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 0 for 2 in the game. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Porter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 3 in the game. Joshua hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Joshua reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Red Sox. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Money hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joshua scores. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Tom Murphy now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Money moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Money moves to third. Scott moves to second. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hegan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Hyman now playing second base. Tim Johnson now playing third base. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 3 in the game. Petrocelli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Denny Doyle now playing second base. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 0 for 3 in the game. Lascano bunts towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Doyle covering, for the out. Yount moves to second. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to third. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's Red Sox, 4, Brewers, 4. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fisk for a passed ball. Johnson moves to second. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Joshua is walked intentionally. Bill Sharp pinch runs for Von Joshua. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Sharp moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Brewers. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp now playing center field. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Burleson moves to third. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Burleson scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 5, Brewers, 5. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carbo hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Fisk interferes with Hegan, who is awarded first base. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 0-for-3 in the game. Lascano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny Frisella now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-4 in the game. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-4 in the game. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Cleveland covering, for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp strikes out. Two outs. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hyndman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hyndman moves to second. Tom House now pitching. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hyndman scores. Scott moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.